This audio presentation is a teaching of Pastor Aaron Pacheco of New Hope, East Hawaii. In his message titled, In Pursuit of Prosperity, Pastor Aaron speaks about how we can keep prosperity a blessing in our lives. This message was recorded on Sunday, January 31st, 2016. Here now is Pastor Aaron.
Good morning, everybody. Seems like a long time I haven't been up here. Actually, it seems like a long time I never see you guys. In fact, it's like I never see you all year. And I haven't. Where you guys been? Actually, it's been me. I haven't been in church the whole year. Why? Because I've been very busy. Things have picked up over where I work at Amy Law. And because of what I get to do as a events coordinator, we've been having a lot of events on Sundays, so I've been away there. But I was supposed to speak last week, and then when I looked at my schedule at the beginning of the year, I called up Pastor Scott and said, hey, I am so sorry, but I got this big event scheduled on the 24th. Is it possible at all, because I actually have the 31st off, is it possible at all for me to switch with you? And he got mad with me. He said, you always do this to me. And then like 2 hours later, he texted me back and he said, oh, guess what? I get to go to Honolulu on the 31st, so we're all good. It worked out as a blessing. Now, I'm not complaining about having to work on Sundays because I fully understand that I'm blessed to have this job. And it's a job that I really, really enjoy. So I'm not complaining. But the truth is that I miss you guys. So if ever you guys are in Imi Law, even if I'm working, don't hesitate to come find me and come say hi, okay? So I don't miss you so much. And with that, let me take this opportunity to finally wish you a happy new year. And I know it's the 31st, but according to etiquette.com, today, January 31st, is the last day that you can wish somebody a Happy New Year without being weird. So I'm glad I got to do that today. Speaking of the New Year, how many times were you wished a happy, but not just a happy, but a happy and prosperous New Year? Got a card in the mail just the other day. One of the companies that we deal with sent us a card. Finally, they sent us a New Year's and Christmas card. And on it, there it was. It said, have a happy and prosperous New Year. Now, I don't know about you, but this year, I have noticed this time and time again. People wishing me that, a happy and prosperous New Year on all of the cards. And I'm sure for many years, people have been wishing me this. But for some reason, this year, 2016, from the middle of December till last week, it really, really stood out to me that people wishing me a happy, not just a happy, but a happy and prosperous new year. And if you know me at all, if you know Aaron Pacheco at all, you know what I was thinking. I was thinking, yeah, this is it. This must mean that this is it. This is the year that God is showing me that he's going to prosper me this year. And my mind automatically went to thinking of having more money, more fortune, more fame, more prestige, and especially more toys. With that in mind, can you bring up the first screen again? I just wanted to show you this. That's Shelby's art. She's really creative, yeah? I saw her first thing this morning. I thought, man, that was real good. Let's thank Shelby for what she does. When I saw that picture, I said, that's exactly what I was thinking. But, of course, as usual, when I get to thinking this way, God shows up. And you know what he showed me? He showed me that the truth is that he loves me so much that not just this year, but for all of my life and all of my future, he means to prosper me. You know what else he showed me? He showed me that the same is true for you. but not always in the way we imagine. Because then he placed my thoughts on all of the people who I was supposing to be prosperous in this way. The movie stars, the music stars, the athletes, the media moguls. And I took a good look at what I was desiring. And this is what I saw. I saw broken families. I saw trails of dead relationships. I saw drug addictions. And I saw serious, serious mental issues. I saw people who had it all. Riches beyond measure. Popularity beyond a reason. Riches beyond measure. But when it's all laid out, they don't really have anything at all. Just in this past year, how many times have we seen somebody who could have it all, everything that this world could offer, prosperous beyond belief, and yet they chose to end their own lives? So what does that mean, Pastor Aaron? Are you saying that we shouldn't try to be prosperous? Listen, it's not what I'm saying at all. In fact, I believe that it's God's very own desire and his plan that his children be prosperous. And you know how I know? Because he says so. Jeremiah 29:11. This one's not in your notes. And I didn't put it in your notes on purpose because I believe this is a promise from God that we should all have written on our hearts. You hear Pastor Scott use it all the time. I will use it all the time. What does it say? It says, "For I know the plans I have for you," says the Lord. "The plans for good, not for evil. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you a future and a hope." And the truth is that God wants us to live prosperously. You know what he doesn't want? He doesn't want prosperity to live us. Does that make sense? Let me restate that. Live prosperously. Don't let prosperity live you. Because that's where the problem lies. Problem isn't in being prosperous, but in allowing prosperity to take over your life. See, the question should never be how much money you make, or how many credentials you have, or how many games you won. And I hope Pastor Scott can listen to this message after this, because the question isn't how much fish you caught. Instead, the question should be, how's your marriage? How's your family? How is your relationship with God and with other people? The question should be, are you happy? Are you happy in this life? And most importantly, are you happy with your eternity? Those are the questions that we should be asking when it comes to measuring prosperity. Unfortunately, most of the time we refer to the first set of questions instead. And what ends up happening is that we start living for prosperity rather than living prosperously. We start living for the fortune and the fame to the point that it takes over our lives, to the point that it becomes more important than God in our lives, to the point that God no longer has a place in our lives. And you know what happens when God is non-existent in our lives? When God is no longer there? Hell happens. That, folks, is why so many of our rich and famous are so messed up. They didn't start off that way. They began very prosperous. But somewhere along the line, prosperity began living them. In Matthew 19, it says, "Then Jesus said to his disciples, 'I tell you the truth, it is very hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of heaven.' I'll say it again. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." See, prosperity is really measured in two different ways. There's the worldly view, and then there's the godly view. And the only real difference between the two is that one ends up as a blessing and the other one ends up as a curse. And you can write that down in your notes. Prosperity can either be a blessing or a curse. You know, you can have the highest paying job, 6-7 figures a year, double overtime on a weekly basis. But if you come home at the end of the day and your kids call you uncle, that's not blessing. That was one of the jokes at one of the jobs I used to work at, because we used to work so much. The bad thing about it is, was true for a lot of us. You can have all the fame, get invited to all the parties, all the functions, having people bow down at your feet even. But if in your very last breath you come to realize that you love the attention more than the people, and in that last breath realize that you missed out on heaven, that's not blessing. Jesus put it like this. He said, "And what do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your own soul? Is anything worth more than your soul?" Well, now that you heard me say all this, you might be thinking the same thing that I was when I was having this conversation with God. Maybe more better I just stay poor. And some of you are even thinking that this message is not for you because you think that you'll never be rich. If that's you, let me just throw out this fact to you real quick. Did you know that here in America, what we consider poverty is actually better off than more than 75% of the rest of the world? Amen. And that means that at least 3/4 of the world looking at you and saying you're prosperous. Either way, listen to this. I believe with all my heart that God showed me this for a reason. That it's His heart for a happy and prosperous 2016. And not just for me, but I believe that this is a word for this church. Now here's the catch. That He wants us to understand that it comes with responsibility, so that it'll always be a blessing and never a curse in our lives. So, question is, how do I keep prosperity a blessing in my life? Let me tell you 3 ways. First of all, rather than pursuing prosperity, 1, pursue a humble heart. Pursue a humble heart. How many of you already knew this one was coming? In fact, how many of you already wrote that down before I even came up here and talked? You watch anybody who is successful for a long time. Anybody who finishes well. The reason for their success is that they remain humble through it all. Humility is always the first key to blessing. You know why? Because it's straight out of the heart of God. James 4:6 tells us, but He gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. We all know that humility is the key. We've been taught that ever since kindergarten. We know that God blesses the humble. Yet, it's so hard to remain humble in prosperity, isn't it? Why is that? I asked somebody that question once, and you know what they told me? They said, because we're stupid. Don't ever say that. Sometimes we act stupid, yes. Sometimes we do stupid things, but we are made in the image of the living God. So the last thing we are is stupid. Okay? I believe it's because we choose to take on the view of the world, where it says that it's good to be better than somebody else. Prosperity is never meant to be lorded over anyone. It's not meant to be shoved in somebody else's face or to put somebody down. It's meant to lift people up. God blesses you so that you can be a blessing to others. Amen. Jesus said it like this. He said, "For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. There was once two men visiting New York City. They were actually at two different conferences. One was a prominent scientist, the other a local pastor for a small local church. And it just so happened that they were taking their lunch break in Central Park. Just so happened they were sitting on the same bench, and a conversation struck up. But pretty soon the conversation turned to the scientist trying to put down the pastor. And he was throwing out all of his accolades, all of his hypotheses and theories, and how much he benefited the world through his science and all of the things that he discovered. And at the end, when he thought he had put the pastor down enough, he finished with this statement. He said, "And that is why I don't need God, because I'm smarter than him. Anything that he can do, I can do with science." And then he looked over, gloating at the pastor, expecting him to have something to say back so that he could come back again and put him down even more with his intelligence. Well, pastor didn't do that. In fact, he was very calm. And what he did actually surprised the scientist, because you see, he simply reached down, picked up a handful of dirt, took the scientist's hand, put the dirt in his hand, looked him square in the eye and said, "Let me see you make a man." See, no matter how big or how rich or how smart we get, we'll never be bigger than God. And no matter what we do, God will never see us as better or worse than one another. And neither should we. Now, I didn't put this in your notes, but would you write this down someplace in your notes? Humility gives balance to prosperity. Humility gives balance to prosperity. Keeps us in that place that we understand that the blessings come from God, not from us. They come from God. And when we remember that, we cannot be prideful. Instead of prideful, we become grateful. And that is number two. Pursue a grateful heart. Pursue a grateful heart. 1 Thessalonians, it tells us, always be joyful. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances. How many circumstances? All circumstances. For this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. Now, I've always believed that the greatest people on this earth aren't the richest. The greatest people on this earth aren't the most talented. The greatest people on earth are the most grateful people on earth. Now, that doesn't mean that they're grateful because they're great. It means that they understand and never forget that no matter what the circumstance, every good thing comes from God. And through a grateful heart, watch their actions and reactions and the way that they live life. That's what makes them great. Way too often, I think we get caught up in conversation with people who are not so grateful. And what do we start to do? We start grumbling. Grumbling about this and that. Grumbling about everything. And no matter how much we have, we focus on what we don't have. I don't know about you, but I come out of those conversations and I'm just drained. Now, on the other hand, try talking to somebody who's grateful. They focus on the blessings, regardless of if they have or not. And then they even always, watch this now, they always have something good to say about you. You leave that conversation uplifted with hope. It was 20 years ago or so where I was working at Hawaii Electric Light. And by the way, they don't want to be called Helco anymore. They'd rather be called Hawaii Electric Light, okay? Just a side note in case you run into anybody with that. Well, I was working for Hawaii Electric Light. And it was one morning where we had been working long hours that week, and I just pulled into the parking lot and was walking into to the gate. And, you know, not particularly happy about being there because I was tired. And, you know, the kind of job that I worked as a lineman, you don't want to go to that job tired because you work with stuff that can kill you in a millisecond. But that was my day, walking in and, again, not really wanting to be there that day. But along came one of the guys I worked with. His name is Jimmy. And Jimmy was bouncing around like he always does. I don't know where this guy gets his energy from. But as we walked into the gate, you know, trying to be the good friend that I wanted to be, I said, "Hey, Jimmy, how you doing?" And this is what he said. I'll never forget this. He said, "Better than I deserve." And I was like, you know, I stopped. And he noticed that I stopped. And I took that in. And I said, "What do you mean?" And he said, "You know, this morning, I woke up, took that very first breath. And I realized that God did not have to give that to me. He chose to." And then I rolled over and there was my beautiful wife. And she opened her eyes up at that time and she said, "Good morning, sunshine." And I realized that she didn't have to be in my life. God put her there. And then she cooked me breakfast. And as I ate that breakfast, I thank God because I know how many people didn't have breakfast this morning. And then he said, "I was on my way to work and I was thinking how blessed I am to have this job because not everybody does." And then this is what he said. He said, "And then I saw you and all that went out the window." And then he said, nah, just kidding. And he said, "I'm grateful because I get to work with you today." God didn't have to do that. He chose to do that. And he blessed me in that way. And Jimmy could do that. You know why? Because he understood that God's blessings are not merited. They're not earned. They are given purely out of a choice based on love. I'm going to have to call him up today just to say, "Hey, Jimmy, how you doing?" In Colossians 2, it states, "Let your roots grow down into him and let your lives be built on him. Then your faith will grow strong in the truth you were taught and you will overflow with thankfulness." Here's another one for you to write down that's not in your notes. And it's that gratefulness gives worth to prosperity. Gratefulness gives worth to prosperity. Keeps us in that place that we understand that God never has to bring prosperity into our lives. He chooses to. And he chooses to do so with purpose. What purpose? The purpose of accomplishing his heart. And you can write that into number 3. Pursue a godly heart. Pursue a godly heart. In his letter to the Philippians, the Apostle Paul writes, "Have this attitude in yourselves, which is also in Christ Jesus, who although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant and being made in the likeness of men. Being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. And for this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name." What is God's heart when it comes to prosperity? Is that we empty it out into the lives of others, that we invest in eternity. Because way too often, that's the downfall of success, that we hoard it all to ourselves, piling up the possessions to the point that the possessions drown us. But that's not God's way. God's way is that he would get to bless us so much that we overflow. And we don't stop that overflow. Instead, we let it flow out to bless somebody else. So overflow. Overflow in your finances, where you get to partner with this church or with your home church to reach out to others through ministry. Overflow in your talents, where you get to use them to serve somebody else. Overflow in your life, where you get to love on people in such a way that they see the heart of God. Amen?
Amen.
You do this, and not only will you avoid being cursed by prosperity, you'll attain the highest form of prosperity there is. Because the highest form of prosperity isn't found in the billion-dollar house. It's not found in winning every award that this world can offer. The highest form of prosperity comes in reaching eternity with God.
Amen.
And not just reaching eternity with God, but having somebody come up to you in eternity and saying, thank you. Because of your investment, I'm here. That is true prosperity. One more thing to write down. Actually, two, but one more right here. And it said, godliness gives prosperity eternal value. Godliness gives prosperity eternal value. I'm going to welcome Jaywin back up. But don't put away your notes yet, yeah? We got one more thing that I need you to write down. Because I always leave a bottom line. But with this message, I was struggling with the bottom line till after I had to turn in my notes, so didn't make it on your notes. And I've been asking God, what is the bottom line? What is it that you really, really want us to know and leave today with? And this is what he showed me. I already said it once before in the beginning. And it's that you live prosperously. Don't let prosperity live you. Amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Aaron Pacheco of New Hope Christian Fellowship East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16-675 Milo Street, Kauai. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.